Welcome to Soulfire Rising's Soul Sessions. I'm Kay Jack, creator of Soulfire Rising. Today, our second topic of Soul Sessions, how can we discover what we really want? Isn't that the age-old question? How do you know what you really want? How can you tap into your desires? So Soulfire Rising really is pulling together all of the practices and all of the methods that I've found over the years that help me do this, to help me find and question in the right ways, what is it that I truly desire? What's pulling me forward? What's a part of the flow of my life? So often I find that we will decide that we want something without really finding out what the feeling is underneath that or finding out what it truly is that we do want. They're usually superficial layers of things we think we want because we'll get this once we get them. So over the years, I've tried all of these things out. And for me, the most authentic way to achieve this desire and to really understand and be present for what it is that I desire is by stripping away the layers using yoga and meditation. You'll find specific ones on this platform, asking yourself specific questions that really tap into your soul fire, what lights you up. So then from that place, you get to make decisions in your life that help you get what you actually desire in this world. So when you start from this truth and authenticity in your soul fire, when you can get down and hear those small whispers and those intuitive voices within yourself, you actually can find out what it is that you crave and what it is that your soul is dying to do on this earth. So I find that is the most helpful way for us to be in full alignment with our desires. One of my favorite ways to dive in and really feel into what I want is by first getting into my body. So often if we're not in our bodies, if we're a lot of the world, especially with, you know, our phones and technology, we're pulled out into our head. It's a lot of upper movement. And in Ayurveda, they call this a lot of vata. There's a lot of headiness in our world. So if you can pull yourself down from the head into your being, right, and like traveling through your soul fire, the seat of the heart, into your ego, into your solar plexus, and down into your roots, if we can funnel this energy and fully embody this body, we can tap into all of the answers, like our body knows, right? And even stored traumas or things that we attract in this life, I found that they're kind of little keys into opening little aspects of ourself that will allow us to heal specific wounds that allow us to deliver what our soul came here to deliver. And then you'll feel that soul fire, you get lit up, you stoke it, and then you're delivering your truth and authenticity from a place of passion and transformation, and it's a beautiful place to be. So really even taking notes of the things that you experience, whether it's in your day, like start small. What did you experience today? What is the body asking for? And if you can't get there, you know, start with a yoga practice or start with a run, right? Like start with the low-hanging fruit to get inside of your body. No need to just pop down into a meditation. It's usually not accessible for us. You know, we're out in the world, we're doing things, we're making our homes, we're making dinner, we're being with our friends, we're being in relationships. So start by just doing an activity with your body. And then once you feel that connection with your body, then you can start traveling even deeper. So then like maybe if you're, it's like, okay, all I could do is go for a hike. Great, go for a hike or go for a walk. Go for a walk anywhere. Go for a walk and see the Christmas lights, whatever you're up to. Go to the beach. You know, the more earth connection you can make, the better. But again, start where you're at. Go for a walk down your office hallway. Wherever you're at, start there and just get into your body. Once you get there, then okay, cool, I feel this. Maybe take some note of what you feel and see if you can't sit into a yoga practice. So maybe if you're someone who's really active, you've got a lot of energy to burn, maybe you need to start with like a hot yoga or a vinyasa or something like that. But if you're feeling kind of depleted and exhausted, which a lot of us, especially with all this activity that we have, even if we feel like we have a lot of energy, like we have a lot of jittery things to get out of our system, a lot of the time we really just need to rest and restore. So even restorative yoga or a yin yoga practice might be good, or a slow yoga flow would be really good for getting you on your mat in your body, right? You don't have so much distraction of other things going on. So then after, you know, getting into your body in a public way or in a more expansive way, dialing it into your mat and sitting with yourself and doing postures, feeling how your body feels in specific ways, then this will prep you for a meditation, right? And or a breath work. And so yeah, before meditation, if you can't, if you're like, okay, I'm still there, breath work, you know, you can drop that in before you meditate. And of course, like, you know, this doesn't have to all be in one day. This can be over the course of months, weeks, couple days, a day, depends on where you are. But really being able to get into your body first, and then once you find space, eventually you'll find it. And it's, you know, different days are different ways, really. Like if you, one day you might be able to just go for a hike and then, whoa, space, you feel space. And you can hear your soul. You can do a little journaling session with yourself, do a little prompt from one of our soul sessions or one of our journaling prompts, and really get in and feel the desires and feel into what it is that you're craving right now from your soul, from that authentic aligned place within you. And some days you'll need a week to get there. You'll need to do, you know, 17 yoga classes and, you know, run your marathon or whatever to feel that space. But, you know, the more you practice and the more that you get into your journey and the more you make it a part of every day, the quicker you'll be able to drop in. So that way you're always sitting into that alignment. And that's my goal. It's my goal in my life. It's my goal for you, is to be able to contact your soul in such an easy way, in such a quick way that allows you to be in alignment, dropped in, and say, ah, I know this to be true. This is what I need, with compassion, with love, and move from that place. So getting in out of your head into your body, which we do through dance, meditation, yoga, listening to that small voice within, and asking specific questions. Really, this is how we find out how we can design our life and live from a place of authenticity and in our soul fire. Thank you so much for listening to our second soul session with KJack, and I'll see you next time.